Get Up. That's right. With Cliffo and Gabby. Turn up your radio on Hit 103.1.
Hit the Hill 2018. It's done and dusted. We've done it for another year. Highlights on all our social media channels using the hashtag Hit the Hill. And Gabs, we only left the Hill yesterday at about 11 o'clock-ish yesterday morning. Mm. It's a bit of a packed down effort after, you know, you get 850 people off the Hill. And I don't know, maybe you were a little testy towards the end.
I was very tired and emotionally drained, you're right.
You were throwing some names around. This is an accusation you threw my way towards the end of our time together yesterday.
You're disgusting.
What am I?
You're disgusting. Bloody hobo.
I'm a hobo.
That was Carly.
Our Arvo's announcer joining in there.
Yeah. And I stand by that statement. I am now well rested and feeling a lot better, and I still stand by that statement 100%.
Okay, so shall we break down the events that led up to this accusation?
Yes, please, because I think that it is well-founded. There is a reason why I thought you were disgusting.
Yeah, okay. So on Saturday night, I went home for a shower and a couple of hours sleep or whatever. I came back on Sunday morning to hit the Hill in the dark and stuff, and I didn't think to put my hat back on.
Mm.
So I was completely hatless. And we're packing down Hit the Hill.
In the middle of the sun.
Middle of the day.
No shade.
Sun is blazing. You know, we had a bit of sunscreen and stuff on, but you really have to slip, slop, slap the whole box and dice.
Yeah.
And I kept whinging to you because I didn't have a hat. Don't have a hat. Oh, my God, I forgot my hat. Anyway, I'm throwing some empty fruit boxes into one of our big skip bins. And as I throw the lid to the big, you know, the big bins that the trucks come and collect or whatever, as I throw the lid open to one of the bins, I see sitting on the top of a pile of cardboard boxes a Bunnings wide brim straw hat. And it was sitting there like, like, I don't know, it was sent down from the heavens or something.
It was not. It was in the bin. If they're sending it from the heavens, they're not putting it in a bin.
So I walk over and I pick up this hat off the top of a pile of cardboard, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I give it the old sniff test.
Mm.
You know, I sniffed because it was a like, it was one of the Bunnings, like I say, straw ones. So I sniffed where the material bit is on the inside that's supposed to catch your sweat. I could not get it like a whiff of sweat at all. It smelled brand new. There was a little bit of random red paint on the top of it.
Yeah. At first I thought that was watermelon that had been kind of splashed around. But no, you're right. It was paint.
It was paint because it was dry and stuff. Anyway, after giving this hat the sniff test, I'm like, this is a message from God, baby. So I've whacked the hat on.
I think God has more important things to do than give you a message about wearing a hat.
It was karma. He was looking after my big efforts, right? So, and then I walk over to you and you're like, where'd you get the hat from? And I'm like, the bin. How awesome.
And that's where this came out.
Look, you were disgusted. Yeah. Not everyone was. Jergs, our sales manager, he was there for the pack down as well. He thought it was a great idea. Do you take issue with what's just happened?
No, I think you've given a new lease of life before. Like, seriously, like, it's gone to a good home.
Yeah.
Good head.
Yeah.
Look at the haters, mate.
Yeah.
Don't be a hater.
The problem is, you've given it a new life, yes, but who knows what happened in its past life? You don't know who was wearing it. You don't know what they've done with it. You don't know why it made its way into the bin. There was a reason it was in the bin, and you should not be wearing bin hats.
But what's the worst?
Who is wearing a bin hat?
What's the worst? It's like, it's not going to, like, it can't kill me. Putting on someone else's hat, I'm not going to die from it.
I'm not even going to die. It's just disgusting.
But I don't think there's, like, what's the negative outcomes from it, or the potential negatives from giving this hat a new lease on life?
Wearing someone else's oily hat juices, it's just gross.
I washed my hair last night and conditioned it. Look, 13, 12, 16.
Do not wash away.
I'm going to put it out there. Can we, bit of a snap poll. Taking the hat from the top of the bin, gross or genius? All right? Was it a stroke of absolute genius and I did the right thing? I'm just reducing, reusing and recycling.
Or is it disgusting?
Or are you with Gabs? Am I just a disgusting freak that you hate now? We've got a Roscoe straight up. Roscoe, the reuse of the hat, gross or genius?
Mate, one man's trash is another man's treasure.
How many things have you taken out of the bin to use?
Yeah, but the scrap bin all the time.
No, this was a rubbish bin. This had food, scraps, fruit, everything in it. Meat.
And what's your problem?
Yeah, your point being.
Wow.
Thanks, Roscoe. 13, 12, 16. Hey, who's this?
Tomo, Cliffo. Good morning, young man.
Hey. Tomo, I have a feeling, Tomo, you're going to say this was genius.
It was more than genius.
Where are all the girls on my side?
Desperate times, desperate measures, got to do what you got to do.
Thank you, brother. Do you think this is almost a battle of the sexes
thing? I think
like,
it is.
Girls will be grossed out like by it. And dudes are like, yeah, brother.
At the moment, Carly and I are saying disgusting. You, Jerks, Tomo and Roscoe, have all said that it's genius. So at the moment, it is a battle of the sexes.
I'll be honest with you, Tomo. I thought about keeping it at the end of the day. I thought about
The alternative, mate, North Queensland sun cancer, mate, you've got to do what you've got to do.
Oh, he's dropped
the
C word.
Well, you didn't get burnt. You're right.
You can't come back from the C word. One more, 13, 12, 16. Hey, who's this?
Hey, man, it's Steph. I just want to say that the positives definitely outweigh the negatives. One word, sun cancer.
Oh, God, there it is again. Oh, that's a big word.
And you know what? She's almost swaying me. You didn't get
really?
Sunburnt.
I will accept your apology. If you want to put it out there, Gabs, and apologise.
Sunburn would have been worse than it, so still gross, though.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Tri-Fest this weekend. Yeah, Townsville Tri-Festival. Happening across 3 days.
We just wrapped up
really
the
epic.
Running festivals just finished. Straight into Tri-Fest. Muck about in this city.
It's a very Fitzbo city, isn't it? Everyone loves to run around and look good.
Yeah, you want to do it this time of year too.
That's true, that's true.
The weather's good for it.
And I was signed up to the Women's Tri back a few months ago. It was like my second day at work. And I was asked if I would participate. And how can you say no?
Yeah, well, you have bandied the words peer pressure.
It was a lot of peer pressure. They really got me in a weak moment, and so I agreed to do it. We put on Townsville's Biggest Boot Camp to try to prepare me for my training in the lead-up to this try. I just like to put out there, it's not a full try. It's a minimal distance
try. Couple of Ks of each.
So it's like 100-metre swim, 4K bike ride, 1K run. It's not that long, but I think I've been using that as a way to not train because I'm like, oh, it's not even that bad. You know, it's only 100 metres. It's only 4K. It's fine. And I've got plenty of time and I'll do it tomorrow. And I still haven't started.
You've done nothing.
I did the boot camp and then I did nothing.
True story, where it hit the hill on the weekend and I go, because I knew the one that's going to be sort of more difficult, I guess, because running's running, you know, cycling, whatever. But I know you haven't swum a lot lately.
Nah.
So I said, oh, how's the swimming going? You've been doing the laps? He said, I haven't bought goggles yet.
I've been meaning to buy them every day and I still haven't bought them.
Swimming hasn't happened at all.
No, I think I'm going to go swimming this afternoon just to make sure that I don't drown on the day because I don't know if I can still swim, to tell you the truth. I can bob up and down in the water, but actual freestyle.
Well, soaking a cork, girl.
I don't know exactly. So I just don't know. But maybe I need some help. Maybe I need help from the community to prepare myself for this weekend's event. I'm looking for a coach for swimming, a coach for running, and a coach for cycling. I need one for each just to see if I can get up to scratch before Sunday's event. It could be absolutely anyone. It could be someone who's just won their high school swimming carnival or primary school swimming carnival. And so obviously they're an expert because they've just come first.
And I love that too. Even if they're a young child, we know they're still going to be a better swimmer than you.
They're still
going
to be able to give me
hints. No doubt about that.
Exactly. Or it could be someone who has just learned how to ride a bike.
Yeah.
And they've been given all of the wisdom of the older generation.
Anyone who considers themselves maybe like an ex-athlete.
Oh, yeah. Or maybe you won shot put at your school athletics carnival 25 years ago and you think you could give me some tips on running.
Are you involved in any sort of, community group or whatever that does any of these disciplines, the swimming, the cycling and the running? 13, 12, 16, give us a call. If you're prepared to donate maybe an hour or two of your time.
Just this week.
Literally in the next few days because it's happening on Sunday.
Yeah.
To help Gabby and give her some pointers. We'd love to get you out doing a bit of training.
I'd love a sports captain from back in 1970.
Great. Yes.
Wouldn't that be fabulous?
13, 12, 16. Can you help Gabby, or can you even just put us in contact with someone that can coach her in all three of the triathlon disciplines? 13, 12, 16.
Oh, please help me out.
Open casting call for coaches now.
I don't want to die at this event.
Like at this point, we'll literally take advice off anyone.
Help!
Like anywhere is the starting point when you've done nothing. And you're
exactly.
How many months to, like 3 months, 4 months to prepare? Yeah. 13, 12, 16, if you can help out at your official Townsville Tri-Fest station, Hit 103.1.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby.
On Hit 103.1.
Right now, something that I was really glad we could approach at Hit the Hill on the weekend was this whole free pictures of the Queen for Australian things. This is a story that you found, what, about half a week ago or something, Gabs? I think you posted the show like on Wednesday.
Yeah, it was late last week.
Of last week.
I said, oh my goodness, we could get a photo of the Queen. All you have to do is ask your local MP and they have to provide one for you. It was a news story that ended up doing the rounds after that. It was everywhere. And you could either get the Queen or the Queen with Prince Philip, but who wants Prince Philip? Mm. He's not important. He's retired. We just wanted the Queen. And it's a photo that was specifically taken for Australia. It's got the wattle brooch on her chest.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely beautiful. And Australia's the only country in the Commonwealth that do this.
I think it's funny because a lot of people don't actually, you know, really want a picture of the Queen, but they'll just take anything for free. So apparently MPs all over Australia are being hit up. And we thought, you know what? While Kathy's there, let's ask for one. All right, let's get down to brass tacks. Yeah. We do have something we need to raise with you because Gabby found out a really interesting fact the other day, and we've had a lot of fun with this.
Yeah, and we feel like you're probably going to be inundated, so you're going to hate us because we found out that we can get a free portrait of the Queen if we only contact you, our local member for Parliament. And is that true for starters?
It is true. We do have those resources. But what I might like to tell the audience is that is paid for by the taxpayer. They don't just fall out of heaven.
Right.
So they come out of my budget.
Right.
And so I'm all for providing people with, you know, what's fair and reasonable, but we have to think about how we use our money wisely.
I thought Queenie was paying for this, so I'm a little bit more.
No, I still want one. This is a formal. Sorry, taxpayers of Townsville. This is a formal request. I would love a picture of Queen Elizabeth to hang in our Hit 103.1 studio.
We need to be talking to the masses as well as Queenie herself.
Can we grab just one? We'll frame it, one pic.
Yeah, we can certainly do that. Would you like Prince Philip to stay beside her?
No, we don't want Prince Philip.
I think we just want the Queen.
I think that's the Queen.
You're more than welcome. We have still got some left. My office has been absolutely overwhelmed with calls. But I did say I'm a very practical person and I do think a lot about spending taxpayers' money wisely.
Yeah.
I hope people realise that they're paying for this with their taxes.
All right, this is the last one, everyone. We've got the last one and we'll put a picture of it on Facebook and anyone who wants it, just download that one.
Yeah.
And no more.
Print it yourself. And then frame it, and then we don't have to waste other people's taxpaying money.
But all after our one.
After our one.
So that's a win.
That's such a win.
She's in Canberra.
I was expecting her to tell us, no way.
Yeah, bugger off.
Get lost.
She's in Canberra for a week and a half, then she said she'll personally deliver it. We'll whack a photo up so everyone can just download their own if they want. Or the other thing I thought was, because we get a few guests in studio, maybe we make all of them pose with us, then they will have to pose with the Queen as well, from here on in.
It's only fair. You know, the Queen doesn't get to meet all of our Townsville celebrities.
Yeah.
She wants a photo with the Cowboys, let's be honest.
It's been upsetting her for a long time.
Exactly.
I want a photo with Michael Morgan.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby.
On Hit 103.1.